boy.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, on this lovely Sunday morning, AB sees who? Who am I seeing?
This is Mary Corrigan, and I'm married to a wonderful young man of 85.
And what's his name?
His name is Bill.
Bill Corrigan?
Yes.
Did you take his name?
Of course you did. I did. In those days, we did, dear. We had no choice. Oh, well.
You were about to tell me how you did how many years of marriage? Bill is sitting right next to you.
62 years. 62. And the reason that it's lasted is because I had my own career.
Ah, what did you do?
I taught secondary school for 30 years in Mississauga, and I loved it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I loved it. And I started every class by sit down and shut up.
And that worked back then?
And my granddaughter said, if I said that today, I'd be fired.
You probably would, but it worked back then, yeah?
It certainly did. But I loved teaching. They were the happiest years of my life.
I bet your students loved you as well, actually.
Well, they did, because, you know, although I was very strict at the beginning of the class, they knew what
they
to expect. And as soon as we all settled, I started my class, and then I'd go and sit with somebody and help them, and I'd wander around, and I'd listen. Sometimes during lunch, somebody would come and tell me their story, and I'd sit and listen. And then I was involved in extracurricular activities as well.
What were those like? What extracurricular?
Drama, for instance.
Do you know that I'm a theater person as well?
Oh, really?
That's why we're on radio together. Oh, yes. I am always a performer.
That's why we've bonded almost
bonded
immediately.
So quickly. Oh, my God.
Yes,
so you
drama.
Taught drama?
I led
the drama club?
Yes. Rather than teaching drama, because I was totally involved in my English class, but I directed many plays and musicals. And,
oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, what was your favorite music? Tell me some of the musicals, because that's my favorite.
You know what?
What did you love directing?
That was a long time ago, and I'm 86 years old, and my memory is gone.
I can tell you, I remember being a part of Guys and Dolls. I remember being a part of, I forget too, and I'm only 46. I forget all the shows. My favorite show was Into the Woods is one of my favorite shows.
Where did you grow up?
In Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Oh,
back in
New Jersey.
And I went to Fairlawn High School, and we used to do big productions every year, musicals.
Excellent.
I was always part of the theater world.
Well, we did too at Applewood Heights Secondary School in Mississauga.
Mississauga?
Yes.
How far is that from where we are here in Parry Sound?
It takes us about 2 hours, two and a half
hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
But mind you, he dries way too fast.
Left foot Bill, is that what we call him? Left foot Bill.
At the age of 85, no one should be driving like this old man.
Oh my goodness.
And if the police officer stops him one day, I'll say, officer, he even drinks and drives.
Oh, don't say that.
Which is a lie,
but you want him to get a ticket.
Yes.
But you want him to get that ticket.
Yes.
Is that how you keep him in line? Okay. How do you keep him in line when he needs it? Because I bet you're in charge here.
In actual fact, I can't live without this guy.
Aww.
He does everything.
Seriously?
He even cleans the kitchen for me after I cook. I do the cooking. He keeps the kitchen clean.
And what are some of your good recipes? What does he love you to cook?
I make a really good lasagna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a really good lasagna.
And how did you take up cooking? Like, where did you learn to cook?
Oh, we have to go back, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to go back?
Yeah, go back. What's the story?
I was 9 years old.
Nine?
When I came to Canada.
Okay.
I was born in northern Greece.
In Greece? Okay.
In Greece, of a Macedonian heritage.
Okay.
But we had a lot of relatives here. My two grandfathers were here already, and the family, all of our family, managed to come by the early 50s.
Okay.
So in 1949, we came here, and I was crippled with polio.
No
and
way.
This country's been so wonderful, because the Hospital for Sick Kids took hold of me, and they made me walk again.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you're like a miracle child now.
But it continued after. I went and had a wonderful high school. I was totally involved, off to to university. I got a Bachelor of Arts degree from U of T, Teachers College, and then, as I told you, I taught
school. You were unstoppable. Once you could walk again, you were kind of unstoppable.
I just loved it. But I couldn't have done it without my husband, Bill.
Yeah, how did you meet Bill?
Ah, that goes back again to you asked me, and I didn't answer. How did I get interested in cooking? My grandfather bought a lot of restaurants at that time, in the early 50s. And as a young teenager, we started working in the restaurant.
Okay.
That was, it's called Etobicoke now, on the lakeshore in
Etobicoke. And they were Greek restaurants?
No, just ordinary restaurants, but there were some ethnic dishes too.
Yeah.
And probably lasagna was one of them.
Yeah.
And Bill and his buddies used to drop by every Saturday.
Okay.
Every Saturday. That's how I met him.
That's how you met him. And how did he win you? Or did he, like, or did you
win
him?
We started as friends. Okay. We really did. Our early 60s with his buddies. And then one of his friends, I was going out with him, and he dumped me.
Okay.
And Bill came to my aid because there were so many things I needed a man at that time to take me here and take me there.
Yeah.
And he was there for me.
Wow.
And slowly, one day, we were out boating somewhere with some friends. And here is this young man, about 22 years old, with dark, beautiful hair and a yellow shirt.
Okay.
And he was at the front of the boat, and I was sitting in the behind here. And I looked at him. And I thought, I love him. And that was the beginning.
And then,
have I bored you already?
No, it's amazing. See, these are the stories of life. Honestly, it is.
Now,
it's
I
so
forgot
nice.
To mention, we have three sons.
Three sons, okay.
Three sons. One is 62. The other one is about 57. And the youngest one, who's in the military now, is about 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a whole man of boys. So, you know, full circle, you being saying, like, sit down and shut up. This is, you had to, like, build that skill to be ready for a man, four men in the household, I'm
and
sure.
I kept it at home to sit down and eat your
dinner. You kept that thing, and it worked for you over 60 years. Yes. It's such a pleasure to hear your story.
Well,
thank
it's
you
been
so
wonderful.
Much.
Thank you for listening, by the way.
Oh, we love it.
I think that is wonderful.
Thank you so much. You heard it here on Radio St. Pete.